This is an ad by BetterHelp. BetterHelp recently surveyed over 16,000 people and found that while 75% of people believe it's wise to seek support, only 27% of Americans are in therapy, and people stay silent to avoid being judged. BetterHelp has over 10 years of experience matching you with the right therapist, because we're all better with help. Visit BetterHelp.com/stopthestigma for their first ever State of Stigma report, the latest in mental health research.
I think I talk about happiness a lot because that's what everybody wants. We think we want the car, but really it's how the car will make us feel. We think that car will make us happy. We want the jet. We want the relationship because we want those emotions. I talk about it a lot because I sought it out all my life. And when I was young, I really was that person that thought, if I allow myself to be happy, I'll lose all my drive. You can be simultaneously dissatisfied with where you are and still blissful. And I never understood that when I was young. One of the reasons maybe I looked a little bit older was the stress I put myself under as a young man, delaying bliss until a particular destination. And every time I'd get there, I'd move the goalpost more and more, and I was never happy. It finally occurred to me, I can be happy in myself now. And really, it's accepting and loving yourself as you are, but not accepting and loving the destination you're at. So I love the man I am at any place, but I am dissatisfied with my location. Even to this day, I want to improve. I want to grow. Sometimes I think it's a disease or an illness of mine, but I've learned to enjoy myself as I'm growing, as I'm improving, as I'm moving to the next level. And social media, I have to guard against it. All comparison is a formula for misery. All comparison. One of the most insidious forms of comparison is comparison to our former self. So if we're not in that relationship anymore that we wish we were still in, we compare. Or maybe the relationship we're in, we compare to the sixth week when it was blissful and we were getting to know each other. Now we're in the sixth year and we compare to what it was then to now, and it's not the same, and that hurts us. I literally catch myself doing it and I go, scratch it. I'm not kidding. I go, scratch it, scratch it. And I'm old enough that I can picture a record or a DVD player literally being scratched. I don't want it to even be in my unconscious, my subconscious mind where it comes back, because all misery's a comparison. We're not really that upset with where we are. What happens is we compare it to where we think we should be, and that very comparison is what brings us misery. We're happy to be breathing. We're happy to be alive. We're happy we woke up. It's the immediate comparison to what could be, used to be, should be, or somebody else's be that brings us the sadness, the anxiety, the worry, the frustration. Is always comparison. I would encourage everybody to evaluate this. The next time you feel these negative emotions you don't want, all the ones I just listed, you're comparing to something you don't have or a place you are not or someone else's life every single time. There's two types of people. There's people that delay their happiness to a particular destination. Once I meet that man, once I meet that woman, once I get the promotion, once I get this house, they delay it. The other one's the achievers. The achievers are like, wait a minute. If I enjoy this, I'm going to lose all my drive because my formula, my recipe so far is kind of be miserable, try to avoid this misery I feel, and that causes me to acquire new levels of life. And so we think, oh my gosh, if I celebrate, if I enjoy, I'm toast. The truth is, I've known for years that wasn't true, and as I've started to research and understand the brain, I had Dr. Andrew Huberman on. He says, actually, we've researched dopamine. Turns out, you get far less dopamine when you achieve something than when you're in the stress phase of pursuing it. Your brain feeds you more joy and bliss in the pursuit, literally, than when you acquire it. It's all been studied in the brain. So this notion that we're going to lose our drive or ambition is completely false. In fact, the more rewards we get for enjoying it, the more we want to do it again. There becomes a point, people have all heard of burnout. And what burnout is, and it's a very real thing, what burnout is it's somebody who's robbed themselves of the joy, the bliss, and the celebrations far too many times as they've achieved. And their brain has concluded, there's no dopamine in this achievement thing for me anymore. Therefore, I have no desire to do it again. So you better celebrate. You better enjoy. The truth is, it's the formula for greater achievement in the future, long term. For most people, the juice is growth. But most of the great growth in my life, where I've become a better man, a better businessman, a better father, better friend, better human, has been in the times when I lost, not in the times when I won. That's just a fact. I don't know why this hasn't become more part of our culture. All happy people have more self-aware. I lived completely unaware of who I was, unobserving of who I was for so many years, thinking I'd get around to it. The happiest people I know are very aware. They're self-deprecating. I've realized I'm a very average, ordinary person. I thought there wasn't a lot of happiness around me, so it must be in those beach houses. It must be on those jets. And by the way, those things, they do make you happy. People say, well, material things don't make you happy. That's just a lie. Any of you ever bought a beautiful suit makes you happy. For how long? I don't know. Does it fulfill us, though? Which is a completely different emotion. No. Building my first big mansion dream house. And I met my wife when we were 5 years old, so it was a family project. And we walk in one day, I'm having a bad damn mad at everybody. Business isn't going good, you know, appointments had flaked out. Walk in the house and they're building it. I'll never forget this. They were in the kitchen, building the kitchen, this huge great room I walked in, and I'm pissed, yelling at veins sticking out. And all the guys working in my house were from Mexico. Whether they were there legally or not, I don't know. There's about 15 guys working in my house, all making minimum wage. All had left their families at one point. And they're playing mariachi music. They're laughing. They're dancing. They're joyous as they're working. And I stopped myself and I looked and I thought, if life is measured on happiness, these guys are killing me. They're building my mansion. My veins are sticking out of my neck. I'm miserable. They're making minimum wage. It's 100 degrees. They're working in my house, building my kitchen. And they're singing and dancing and loving each other and having a blast. Happy to be here. And I'm miserable. And this is my damn house. What the hell is wrong with me? And that was a real turning point for me where I went, what do they know I don't? And what they were doing is I was always projecting forward. It was always the future. I never lived now. They were living right now because they don't even know what their future is. What a great gift to live right now and be grateful for that moment, that work, that song, that buddy of theirs working next to them. And I started to just slow down my appreciation for the moment. And that's really changed my life. And I can't tell you that I still don't revert back because I do, but I do it much less because I am self-aware. I catch myself when I do it. People think I have to let go of a part of me. This is not true. I have to let go of a part of me in order for this other part to appear. What if you just added more to you? I don't have to let go of my intensity. This is what makes me who I am. It's what makes some of you who you are, your competitive spirit, your focus level, your drive, your ambition. It's not an either or. You don't have to let go of that. Congruency and authenticity equal efficiency. And so, well, I need to be congruent and authentic. And if I'm that, I can make an impact. I can transfer energy. And you can't transfer to somebody that which you're not experiencing yourself. And so when you're in the throes of experiencing something, you can transfer and give that to me. When you cease to experience it, that energy doesn't transfer anymore. And so I know for a fact I have to be doing that. And that is why I'm a relatively happy dude who's still achieving. And I might even be achieving at a faster pace, because I'm under no illusion I need to give up my passion, my intensity, my work ethic. I still work crazy hours to the normal human being. I just somehow enjoy them more than I used to.